Hi, I'm Sarah Donnelly, Consumer Staples Analyst and Portfolio Manager with Gabelli Funds. The National Institutes of Health estimates that over 190 million adults in the U.S. are either overweight or obese, including about 35 million Americans with type 2 diabetes. The emergence of GLP-1 drugs is expected to help address this epidemic, given the medication's effectiveness to suppress a person's appetite and promote weight loss. But how will this affect the food and beverage industries? The average American consumes over 3,500 calories per day, well above recommended levels. If we assume this number is cut by a quarter or even a half, and assuming 5 million current patients stay on the drug for 1 year, this may reduce calories consumed by 50 basis points to even 1%. This is a modest headwind for volume growth, but it may also be a growth opportunity as food companies seek ways to reduce portion sizes or create complementary products, including products that address the drug's side effects, such as nausea or loss of muscle mass. The $20 billion U.S. convenient nutrition category may be one area that benefits. This category consists of bars, shakes, and powder products that tend to have higher levels of protein, lower in sugar, and lower in calories, which may be used as a meal replacement or snack. Some of the largest players participating in this category include BellRing Brands, Abbott Labs, Mondelēz, and Simply Good Foods. One of our holdings, BellRing Brands, is the market leader with over 18% market share. Its sales growth benefits not only from high category growth, but also innovation and now wider availability as capacity constraints are beginning to ease. This growth, even net of increased brand investment, is expected to support BellRing's double-digit earnings growth over the next few years. Its leading position in this attractive category may also make it an appealing acquisition candidate. Thank you.